Pop-Up Your Book Promotion proudly presents Daryl King's urban thriller, Mo Duty. It has been long said that the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Darfuski Island is a bustling gateway for the illicit narcotic trade coming into Savannah. There is money to be made and territories to be defended. Yet within the chaos, there is a balance of power. Whiskey Battle is a streetwise hustler with the right connections. He knows what he needs to know to safely navigate the eddies of the island's rising drug trade. Police Chief Mickey O'Malley has a reputation for enforcing his own code of laws. His cavalier, one-size-fits-all sense of justice is applied equally no matter how minor the infraction. Punk kids tagging vacant buildings are penalized no differently than the drug dealers who sell millions of dollars of coke. O'Malley's arrival threatens the profits and borders of all the street gangs, forcing enemies to suspend grudges and sign temporary peace treaties. Will the alliances between the bosses and the thugs, with the help of the rogue cops, bring a permanent end to the militant police chief? Or will O'Malley use blood feuds to enforce his personal vision of justice? Mo Duty is available through all fine bookstores and online through Amazon.com. Pop Up Your Book Promotion is a full-service public relations firm that specializes in online book promotion.
KJ Talk Radio, coming at you live from Ann Arbor, Maryland. We got Daryl King, author of Mo Dirty, Dirty South, How Do You Want It, and Mac Daddy, Legacy of Gangster. And I got my man right here, Albert Jones.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm here in the house today. It's a beautiful day today. And I'm looking forward to interview Mr. Robert Thompson. He's worked with James Brown, D. James Brown, for 14 years, and he should be walking into the studio momentarily. And I have a lot of questions to ask him, man. You know, I'm really can't wait to get in there.
Oh man, that's what's up. That is good. That is good. I tell you what. How long have you been knowing Jonesy, the drummer, this brother, who actually played the drums for none other than the Godfather of Soul himself, Mr.
Okay, Mr. Robinson, Mr. Thompson, I've been knowing him probably about 3 years.
Okay. So during that time of knowing him, and I know you're a great big fan of James Brown yourself, so during that time, what have you learned from Mr. Robinson? What has he told you? I know you guys have done sat down, broke bread, talk, and everything like that. What's good?
Well, he was, you know, like I had a lot of questions about, you know, the type of person Mr. James Brown, you know, in actual reality, what type of person he was, you know, you see him on stage doing his thing. And I asked him questions like from, you know, day to day activity. What type of person was Mr. Brown? And he said Mr. Brown was a very, very generous person. And but he was all business.
Okay, when you say all business, now I've heard urban legends that James Brown was quite harsh on any band members who made mistakes, even little minor mistakes that the audience would not see. Is that true?
Oh, yeah. Well, one of the things he said was that, you know, when they performing, you know, Mr. Brown, he watches, you got to keep your eye on his movements, every movement. If you a musician, you best to keep your eye on him, because if you make any mistake, you could be fined for that. And even if you come on stage and your suit, your suit is got wrinkles in it, or your shoes not shine, there's a fine. And he had this little thing that while he performing, you know, like he raised his hand and spread his fingers, letting you know how many times you do that, that's how many times he's charging you, but you don't know what the fee might be. So he was very strict, and I think that's why this band was so great. He had he did a great performance, and he had a real very tight band.
And oh man!
That, all that comes from that strictness, you know.
Okay, hey, then I'll tell you what. When we come right, we're going a little bit up from my pop. Talk a little more about the drummer. That's short. It's going a little bit of bills right now, so we turn and take off. All
right.
Want to work in the presence of your own home? Well, today I would like to introduce to you Jones Retail, a home-based mail order company specializing in high quality customer product and superior customer service, provides an excellent opportunity to those interested in either supplementing or creating the most lucrative income, which holds unlimited growth potential. For the small, one-time startup fee of $50, anyone can immediately get started in this exciting money-making opportunity, which allows you both the ease and the flexibility to work from the comfort of your own home at the hours of your own choice. Act now. By taking advantage of this limited time offer to allow you a measure of financial security in this uncertain and troubling economic environment, choose to solidify your financial future by becoming your own boss. Choose Jones Retail. For more information, contact us at 240-770-5454. And if the lines are busy, don't hesitate to email us at elderjones2000 2959@comcast.net. You Won't Go Wrong by Jones Retail.
You know, I'm not the, you know, I know quite a few things about him, but if my special guest, she'll be coming up in here pretty soon, he'll be able to tell you even more about the Godfather soul.
All right, well, I'll tell you what. You know what, I'm a little younger than you, but everybody knows about James Brown. And one of the things I do remember about James Brown is he was a phenomenal dancer. Now,
no, most definitely.
I'm sure you saw him in person.
Oh, I saw him in person, right.
Could you tell me one of the things that remains a lasting impression of James Brown to you when you went to his concert?
Well, I think that, number one, I think that James Brown was one of the hardest working people in show business, and he gives you a good show. You definitely got a good show. He works very hard. He worked very hard. And his band is so great. He had a fantastic band. They was on every movement he made. He was a great dancer. It was just, when you go to one of James Brown's shows, you've been to a show. And every time he came to D.C., I was always there. Because the man was fantastic.
Well, you know one thing, being the age I am, I remember Harlem and Funkadelic, and I do remember Bootsy Collins, and I believe that Bootsy Collins was one of the famous flames, who was the backup band for James Brown. Am I correct?
Yeah, yeah.
So even rappers, hip-hop artists, a lot of modern-day artists, the late, great Michael Jackson, Prince himself, they've all attributed their skills to the Godfather.
Well, you know that I think you was with me, we was watching some of James Brown's old tapes, and you was very shocked to see how James Brown moved and how he moved his feet so quickly, and you was kind of like stunned, you know, how could a person move like that? But Mr. Brown captured all of that, you know. He was fast on the feet.
But I tell you, man, I was really taken aback and just truly impressed by the fact that two of the 20th century's musical icons, James Brown and Pavarotti, one of opera's shining stars, was on stage together.
Mm-hmm.
And they both turned out. They were in Rome. And it's on YouTube. So all of the listeners, all of the writers, if you ever want to see an incredible concert, you need to check out James Brown and Pavarotti. Singing together in Rome.
It was doing It's a Man's World, right? That's the tune they was doing.
It's a Man's World.
Right.
Now, I know we got several songs before the drummer come on, but one thing about It's a Man's World, that's one of James Brown's signature songs. Talk to me about that.
Oh, yeah. I think it's a great tune. A matter of fact, I got it on my... when my cell phone rings, that's what it's playing. And it's a fantastic song. And that's one of the songs that was picked to be played on the show today.
Why did you pick It's a Man's World?
Well, I think that's one of my favorite tunes. And I also talked to Mr. Thompson, and he also told me that was one of his selections also. So that's how we came up with that particular one.
All right.
And also, well, Papa got a brand new bag. That was another great one.
Papa got a brand new bag. Well, I think the listeners out here, while we are waiting for, Mr. Robinson to arrive, I know for a fact they want to hear some JB. All right. And I feel that it is only appropriate that you, sir, should select the song that we need to go ahead and kick off.
Well, I would love to hear This Is a Man's World, and that's one of my favorite songs.
Well, I think that it will be appropriate for us and KJ Talk to bless you. And also, I want you to bless none other than James Brown.
This is a man's world.
This is a man's world.
This is a man's world. But it would mean nothing without a woman or a girl. Said one more time, this is a man's world. This is a man's world. But it would mean nothing without a woman or a girl. Man made the car to take us over the road. Man made the train to carry the heavy load. Man made the electric light to take us out of the dark. Man made a boat for the water like Noah made the ark. This is a man's world. But it wouldn't be nothing, nothing without a woman or a girl. Man thinks about a little bit of baby girl and a baby boy. Man makes them happy, 'cause man makes them toys. And after man make everything he can, money to buy from other men. This is a man's world. But it wouldn't be nothing, nothing without a woman or a girl. Oh, how man needs a woman. Man got to have a woman. He needs a woman or a girl. He needs a woman. Man make everything he can, but a woman makes a better man. Man needs a woman. Man think about anything above, but money can't buy him love. Face the fact, you gotta face the fact. Man needs a woman.
We just heard a song from the late, great James Brown. And at this time, we have Mr. Robert Thompson in the studio now. And we're going to ask him a few questions. He played with Mr. Brown. He played drums for Mr. great James Brown for 14 years. And we great... And we are thrilled to have him here in the studio today. And how you doing, Mr. Robinson?
I'm good.
And that was a great tune, wasn't it?
It means so much.
This is a man's world. So how you been doing?
I've been doing good, man. I'm blessed, Try to keep this man's legacy going.
Hey, that's fantastic, man. Fantastic. I wanted to, you say you've been with Mr. Brown for 14 years, right?
Yeah, and it's still going.
still going. So what are y'all doing now? You know, how do you continue his legacy?
Well, right now we're pulling things together individually as well as the band. Right now we're getting ready to go down to South Carolina State on the 30th. They're doing a James Brown exhibit, South Carolina State University. So they got the uniforms, his uniform, and we're going to perform for about 2 hours.
So how do y'all just play his songs? Do anybody try to portray him, like do his thing, or y'all just do instrumental?
Well, nobody's gonna be able to do James Brown. So
right, exactly.
So whoever you get there, it's just gonna be an enjoyable sight to see someone that James Brown had so much impact on. But we're gonna get down there. We got a couple of members in the band that sing, and as well as probably some special guests.
So what do you all been doing a lot of traveling? It's been doing a lot of gigs around town. What do you all, where are you playing at? Will you be playing anywhere in town, or are you doing some traveling?
I'm traveling. Like I said, I'm going down to South Carolina for the 30th, and after that, they're putting the tour together.
Oh, great. Well, let me ask you this. Since you were with Mr. Brown so long, Mr. Brown as a person, what type of person was James Brown?
I mean, he showed that within himself, you know. I mean, you think about the riots in 68, you know, him coming to the forefront, stopping, and helping the society, you know, and us standing up as black people. So
right.
Just of a musician.
Right.
He's
he was also a great businessman.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah. What do Mr. Brown on a typical day? What do a man like Mr. Brown would do on a regular old day?
Well, he loved his music. You know, I mean, he would fly us down just to rehearse, you know, and he just hang out. That was his thing.
Yeah.
And dealing with business. In politics, you know, whatever it dealt with.
Yeah.
You know, if it was about society, he would stand up
and deal with that.
If it was right.
Well, you know, like I've seen quite a few Mr. Brown shows, definitely when he would come to D.C., I was always there because I thought Mr. Brown, far as I'm concerned, that guy was one of the hardest working. And I seen many shows on stage, but I think Mr. Brown, one of the best shows I ever seen on stage.
Oh, yeah.
And I never did get to see Michael Jackson on stage, but he was great also. I just, you know, by just seeing him on TV. But I seen James Brown in person, and I ain't seen nobody perform like him. And I don't think nobody, it would ever be nobody perform like him. And did they ever get, I don't know if you can answer this question or not, did he ever get everything settled on his estate and all of that?
Yeah, pretty much. This is the start of something, you know, just creating a better light of Brown, more so than what was going on with his estate and his family and everything. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking more toward the music.
Toward the music.
But all that other stuff, I ain't got nothing to do with.
Do you think that you all will ever put together a recording that you actually put out on CD?
I hope so. Yeah, we have. We have before.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Great.
So we hope to do it again.
And do y'all have the same members, or you got different members in the band now?
A few members are still there. Some of it is same.
Okay. I think I remember talking to you, it's been like a couple of years ago, and you was telling me you showed me a list of different cities that you all was getting ready to travel to, the tour. And it was a bunch of them.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't know Mr. Brown was still working that hard.
Oh, yeah.
But that was about 20 or 30 different cities on there.
Yeah. Unfortunately, the day after his death, we were supposed to go out that next day.
Wow.
He died on the 25th. We were supposed to go to work on the 26th. He had dates up until the next year.
Good God Almighty. So Mr. Brown was still smoking out there, right?
Oh, he was still smoking. And he's going to continue to smoke.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
go on and on and on.
his music will continue. And I just wanted to have you on the show to, I just had a few questions in me to ask you about the legendary late James Brown. And I listen to his music all the time. And just by just listening to It's a Man's World, still sounding good, boy, I tell you. Still sounding good. Mr. Darrell King, you have any questions to ask Mr. Thompson?
Oh, wow. Well, I would just say, I think the one question I'd have to ask was, who was James Brown's hairstylist? Okay. 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 Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Okay.
Have you ever wanted to work in the presence of your own home? Well, today I would like to introduce to you Jones Retail, a home-based mail order company specializing in high-quality customer products and superior customer service, provides an excellent opportunity for those interested in either supplementing or creating the most lucrative income, which holds unlimited growth potential. For the small, one-time startup fee of $50, anyone can immediately get started in this exciting money-making opportunity, which allows you both the ease and the flexibility to work from the comfort of your own home at the hours of your own choice. Act now by taking advantage of this limited time offer to allow you a measure of financial security in this uncertain and troubling economic environment. Choose to solidify your financial future by becoming your own boss. Choose Jones Retail. For more information, contact us at 240-770-5454. And if the lines are busy, don't hesitate to email us at elderjones2959@comcast.net. You won't go wrong by Jones Retail.
Pop Up Your Book Promotion proudly presents Darrell King's urban thriller, Mo Diddy. It has been long said that the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Darfuski Island is a bustling gateway for the illicit narcotic trade coming into Savannah. There is money to be made and territories to be defended. Yet within the chaos, there is a balance of power. Whiskey Battle is a streetwise hustler with the right connections. He knows what he needs to know to safely navigate the eddies of the island's rising drug trade. Police Chief Mickey O'Malley has a reputation for enforcing his own code of laws. His cavalier one-size-fits-all sense of justice is applied equally no matter how minor the infraction. Punk kids tagging vacant buildings are penalized no differently than the drug dealers who sell millions of dollars of coke. O'Malley's arrival threatens the profits and borders of all the street gangs, forcing enemies to suspend grudges and sign temporary peace treaties. Will the alliances between the bosses and the thugs, with the help of the rogue cops, bring a permanent end to the militant police chief? Or will O'Malley use blood feuds to enforce his personal vision of justice? Mo Diddy is available through all fine bookstores and online through Amazon.com. Hump Up Your Book Promotions is a full-service public relations firm that specializes in online book promotion.
All right, KJ Talk Radio. We are back. We just had Mr. Robinson, Mr. Robert Mousy Thompson. I'm sorry, correction. The drummer for the late great James Brown. Man, I'll tell you, that was just a wonderful conversation with that brother there. Because I mean, James Brown, I mean, he is the architect of music, not just black music, but music in general. You know, African-American music in particular. But right now, it is the witching hour. It is time for us to have our Halloween special, ever since All Hallows Eve is just this Saturday. Ain't that right, Jonesy? All right. So I think it would be appropriate to talk about a little astrology. What you think? Nice. All right. So therefore, we got to have Carla, quote unquote, cat lady on the line. Carla, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can't hear you.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Okay. So what we want to do at this point is we basically will talk a little about astrology on KJ Talk. And Carla, so what zodiac sign are you?
I'm a Sagittarius, December.
December, Sagittarius, ruled by what planet?
Jupiter, planet of luck,
planet of good fortune. I am a Pisces, ruled by Neptune, the planet of mysticism, the planet of all things ethereal, all things spiritual. So we're going to get into a little bit of astrology. But first, I want to say this. This is All Hallows Eve, and Halloween basically began in Europe. I think it was Ireland. It began, started off with the Druids, a group of mystical, people who basically lived in Ireland, the Gaelic people, and they pretty much believe that All Hallows Eve was a time in which the spirits of the dead walked the earth on the 31st, and you had to give them food and drink in order to appease them so that they would not curse your crops, would not curse you, would not cause all manner of bad luck or misfortune to befall you. And sometimes you even have to dress in the garb of animals or certain nature spirits in order to so that the spirits would supersede you. Okay, so I will just say this right now on today, and any callers listening, please call in KJ Talk Radio. Carl.
Yes.
Do you believe in life after death? Do you believe that the soul survives the physical death of the body?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Yeah,
you do.
I do life after death.
Yes.
Yeah, I do believe there is life after death. I would have to say. I don't sit around and kind of think about it because it's kind of scary just thinking about, you know, we know we're all going to die, but yeah, I feel like there would be life after.
Okay, now, do you know that there's paranormal researchers right now, and they do research, and they pretty much right now, they, you know, if you look at Ghost Hunters, you look at Ghost Adventures on cable, you will know for a fact that they have technology to determine whether or not a place is haunted. A place has spiritual activity, as they call it, in the paranormal field of investigation. What do you think about ghosts? Do you believe in ghosts?
No, I wouldn't say I believe in ghosts.
You don't believe in things that go a bump in the dark. Okay. Well, I tell you what. real quick, right back to astrology. This is a time of great upheaval in the world because Pluto, the planet of power, the planet that rules Scorpio, the planet that rules the underworld, the planet that rules death and the occult, the planet that that pretty much is one of the most powerful planets in the universe, a planet that was just recently downgraded to a dwarf planet by astronomers. What do you feel about Pluto being in Capricorn? If you were to speak to all of our listeners out there, the writers, what would you say about that, Carla Carr?
About Pluto being in Capricorn?
Yes. What kind of influence you think that planet would give in Capricorn, knowing that you know how Capricorns are? That's a Saturnian rule zodiac sign of strict discipline and money and all those good things, and being in the powerful, occult, deep, dark sometimes planet of Pluto. Talk to me.
Well, are Scorpio and Capricorn, are they the opposites?
Well, actually, you know, Capricorn's an earth sign. Scorpio is a water sign.
Right.
Scorpio is a fixed water sign, Capricorn being a cardinal earth sign. So what would you say to Capricorns? How do you think that planet would affect them?
I don't know, other than I know a lot of Capricorns, they are very, I guess you could say they're very spiritual people.
Okay.
I don't know how you would relate that to Scorpio, though, but I do know a lot of Scorpios and Capricorns, they tend to, you know, hook up in a relationship.
Okay.
I'm trying to say what the exact similarities are. No. Ambition would be one, because Scorpios are very ambitious, just like Capricorns.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That sounds good. Now, I'll tell you what would you say that you would want to if you would look at this year, you have Jupiter and Aquarius. You know, Jupiter, your planet that rules Sagittarius in the zodiac sign of Aquarius, which would be, if you do a 12 o'clock, which is called a noonday chart, any astrologers listening to this will know that Daryl King know his shit. Okay, noonday chart. All right, 12 o'clock. All right. If you got Jupiter and Aquarius, huh? If you got Jupiter in Aquarius, ain't that right, Keith? Then you know. Okay, you got to go from Aquarius, that's the first house. You go to the second house, that can't be nothing other than Pisces. And then you drop it on down to, you know, Aries, Taurus, Gemini. You go on all the way down. So right now, Aquarians should be blessed because Jupiter's in their house. Ain't that right, Carla?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Now, Keith, what you say about that, man? You good? Yeah. But you know what? I just want to say that, first of all, you know, we want to make some predictions. I know, Carla, you are Sagittarius. You can make some predictions now. I know you can make some predictions. You can make a prediction you think this year is going to happen for at least your zodiac sign. What do you think? For all Sagittarians listening.
I mean, I'm trying to learn to be more optimistic. I hope you're talking as well, 2010?
Yes.
Are you talking about that? What kind of year do I predict it will be for Sagittarians?
Yes. What do you think about
it? I hope it will be a better year than 2009, that's for sure.
Now, why you say that, girl?
You know, Sagittarians, we're kind of moody. We're up and down, so I don't know. I just hope it's a better year. That's all.
All right, great. Well, I'll tell you this. You know, we're going to come back, and when we come back, we're going to really get into the creepy side of astrology. Call us. Please call in to KJ Talk Radio. Buy everything you hear. This is Daryl King, author extraordinaire, on the phone lines right now with Carla, the Cat Lady. We talking astrology. We talking nothing but Halloween, because All Hallows' Even is on the 31st, that Saturday. So we're going to pay a little bit of bills right now, but we're going to come right on back. Paying bills, KJ Talk Radio. Holla at your boy.
Have you ever wanted to work in the presence of your own home?
Well, today I would like to introduce to you Jones Retail, a home-based mail order company specializing in high-quality customer products and superior customer service, provides an excellent opportunity to those interested in either supplementing or creating the most lucrative income, which holds unlimited growth potential. For the small one-time startup fee of $50, anyone can immediately get started in this exciting money-making opportunity, which allows you both the ease and the flexibility to work from the comfort of your own home at the hours of your own choice. Act now by taking advantage of this limited time offer to allow you a measure of financial security in this uncertain and troubling economic environment. Choose to solidify your financial future by becoming your own boss. Choose Jones Retail. For more information, contact us at 240-770-5454. And if the lines are busy, don't hesitate to email us at ElbertJones2959@comcast.net. You won't go wrong by Jones Retail.
KJ Talk Radio with Daryl King and Elbert Jones once again coming at you from Glen Arden, Maryland. Call a call.
Yes.
All right. We're going to keep this moving. This is the Halloween episode that we have of KJ Talk Radio. You know what? All of our listeners listening now, everybody has had a very, very creepy experience in their lives. I'm going to go ahead and give y'all one of my creepy experiences I've ever had. I'll tell you what, me and my wife once, when I was in Shadyside Garden Apartments, that's an apartment complex in Prince George's County, Maryland. For those of you outside of the DMV that don't know and don't understand, when my daughter was born, Kaylin, very, very beautiful girl, by the way. She's 15 years old right now, my baby girl. But when she was born, or rather when my wife was carrying her, there was a time when I was actually sitting in the living room with some relatives, my in-laws, and there was a figure of a woman in white that walked across right into the bathroom, actually. Now, mind you, Shadyside Garden Apartments is very close to a cemetery, Lincoln Memorial. Am I right, Carla? Is that Lincoln? Over there by, going down Suitland Road, that's a huge cemetery right there.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I could see the full outline of this woman. I could see her. I could see the dress, long hair, walking right across in front of me. And when I got up, I looked and see, at first I didn't say nothing because I was like, I don't want to be the only one seeing this. I looked around. Everybody looked at me. And we just acknowledged silently that we had seen the same figure. I got up I manned up. I got my little courage about me. Went to the back, nothing. There was nothing there. Carla, what was your most creepy experience? Talk to me.
I haven't really had any creepy experiences. I'm just a person who's frightened all the time. But a creepy experience, I can't really, except for maybe being at home and hearing the noises.
Okay, and what kind of noises?
Sometimes it just sounds like someone's walking over the top of my head.
Mm.
Yeah, that sounds scary.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
or like my animal, he'll just look around like someone's in the room, and I'm like,
yeah,
what are you looking
animal.
At?
You got a ferret, right?
Yeah, my little ferret.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's
so
like he's looking around like he
right
sees someone.
You know what I'm saying, Jones? You got
creepy.
A experience at all?
I can hardly hear him at all.
His earpiece is not working properly.
Okay, that's Jones.
Wait, here's a... can you relay what he's saying?
Well, Jonesy right now is indisposed. We apologize for that. But I'll say this on KJ Talk Radio. First of all, to all of the writers out there listening, we love you all. We want to let you know we thank you so very much for coming, tuning in to our show, which is a new show on BBSRadio.com, the best internet radio platform on internet radio today. And we just basically want to say happy Halloween. But before we do that, I'll just say it like this. You know, we got a lot of movies. One of the favorite, what is your favorite? We want to say all the callers, you can call in. Before we get off the air, what is your favorite horror movie? My favorite, one of my favorite, I'm going to give you three horror movies, is The Wolfman. Because as a kid, I always loved The Wolfman, Lon Chaney Jr. They remaking the movie. I love The Wolfman. A second one of mine was Creature from the Black Lagoon. And, of course, I love Jason, Friday the 13th, the big guy with the big machete that just guts people left and right. That's my man. That's my boy. What about you, Carla?
I like Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
You like Texas Chainsaw Massacre? That's what you like? That's your thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what's good. That's what's good. Why you like Texas Chainsaw Massacre? You like Leatherface?
Yeah. I think I just like when he's cutting up everybody and, you know, and people, they're just barely hanging on. And it's kind of creepy, but I like that. It holds my interest.
All right. Well, you know, Carla, before, because this is Carla, she is a great friend of me and Jonesy. She is a regular here at KJ Talk, just a beautiful girl and just a wonderful person. If you ever need your astrological chart done, you can hit me and Jonesy up. You can hit us at kjtalkradio@yahoo.com. And Carla, she can hook you up. I can hook you up. So, Carla, just talk a little bit. Just run down real quick the zodiac signs.
I'm still interested. When you back to the Scorpio and the Capricorn, is it because you're saying that the Scorpio planet is in Capricorn or something?
Well, right now, yes.
What made you pick those two signs?
That's exactly what I'm saying. The Scorpio planet is in Capricorn. Scorpio's mm-hmm. planet being Pluto, the power planet, the planet of the occult, the planet of the underworld, is in Capricorn. The zodiac mm-hmm. sign of strict discipline, the zodiac sign of hard work, the zodiac sign of a hardship that is ruled by Saturn, the planet of discipline, the planetary drill sergeant, if you will, what is called the eternal taskmaster. So, yeah, you will. As a matter of fact, Barack Obama won the presidency of the United States. And, you know, zodiac signs rule people and they rule entire generations and things. And I would attribute the zodiac sign of Capricorn to ruling African Americans because of the hardships that African Americans have faced for 400 years. And now, being that the planet of power is in Capricorn, that would be one of the indicators of Barack Obama winning the election and eventually becoming the 44th president of the United States of America. Very, very powerful. You see a lot of indication and a lot of emphasis on China right now, whether it be China's influence with Tiananmen Square, whether they want to, you know, their human rights violations, or even with China dealing with the Dalai Lama and how they're trying to, you know, they're giving him a hard time. Pretty much China is a country ruled by Capricorn, and Pluto being in Capricorn, there's a lot of things dealing with China. Pluto represents death. Just recently you had thousands of people who died from lead poisoning in China. So Pluto deals with that. You have earthquakes in various places. You got Neptune in Aquarius. Neptune rules earthquake. Aquarius rules the masses of the people, and Aquarius rules things that happen suddenly, which occur, earthquakes usually occur to happen suddenly. You know, so you have these things happening, and astrology is an exact science. It was synonymous with astronomy back during the days of William Lilly, who was a premier astrologer in old England, and also, Nostradamus, one of the premier prognosticators. You know, in the ancient days, he was a French astrologer and psychic and also mystic. So we astrology is very, very powerful science, you know. Now, before we get off, certainly we're going to pay some bills real quick. You have anything else you wanted to say, Carla, before we pay some bills?
No, other than it's funny that you did mention the two. I keep going back to that because I have met several people this year being the man, the Scorpio, and the woman, the Capricorn. It seems like those two, you know, seem to be very compatible for some reason. And I'm just wondering what the compatibility would be, because all the Scorpio men that I've met, they always like crazy women. But some Capricorn women, they are drama, but they're so focused.
Right.
They usually like those women that are way off the top. They just, you don't know what you're going to get from them. Those are the kind of women that Scorpio men tend to attract.
I got you. Well, I tell you what, we're going to come right back, and when we come back, we're going to send it off the air here, but we're going to pay some bills. Ain't that right? KJ Talk Radio Riders, Daryl King, Albert Jones, and Carla the Cat Lady coming at you with the Halloween half hour. And when we come back, we're going to end it on up with a very special question. Holla at your boy.